we had the Office of Public Works, the OPW, who maintained the site. We had the County Council, roads engineers, heritage officer, local businesses, local community groups, like the GAA, Fela Ali, who run festivals up there, and Bord Falcha. So the OPW have agreed to carry out a conservation management plan. That could take about 6 months, maybe a bit more. That'll then provide a framework for how we can move forward. So there'll be another meeting and a getting together of the Council Bord Falcha and the OPW. At that point, we can develop a plan for the likes of toilet facilities, interactive tourism signage, road signage, roads improvement works. At this point, Green na Bhaile already gets about 120,000 visitors per year, and that's without any development or promotion. I think the potential that Green na Bhaile has to bring tourists to Donegal and to Vinishon is massive.
One of the attractions for many people, I suspect, of Green na Bhaile is the fact that it is quite undeveloped, and when you get there, with the exception of a car park, there isn't anything else to spoil the view or to hinder people from enjoying what is a historic and interesting amenity.
That's very true. One of the great attractions of Green na Bhaile is how unspoiled and untouched it is. Obviously there's a historical significance of the site, but there's the supposed to spectacular views that are up there. So people are rightly concerned that any development or promotion can't impact negatively on the site in any way whatsoever, and that'll be a key part of the conservation management plan. The positive thing about this meeting was that as many local stakeholders and community representatives were there as possible, so that any movement toward development will be done with full consultation and support of the community, because there can be nothing done that would supposed to be against the wishes of the local people.